Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is light. L-I-G-H-T.
Really?
You bet your life. And here he is, the one, the only...
That's me, Groucho Marx. Again with a paltry $1,000. A sailor from the Coast Guard and his partner, an Army officer's daughter, flipped me last week for $6,000. So tonight we're starting over poor but happy. Who's place to try in this holocronade tonight, Mr. Fenneman?
Well, we invited some airline pilots to the program tonight, Groucho, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Boyd O'Donnell. His partner, selected from the audience, is Miss Irene Merlin, a ship's nurse, and here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome. Say the secret word, and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Irene Merlin, is that right?
That's right, Groucho.
That's a lovely name. Where are you from, Irene?
Well, I grew in Clarkson, Minnesota.
Uh-huh. You're the pilot, Mr. Boyd O'Donnell, huh?
That's right.
Where are you from, Boyd?
I'm from originally Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Uh-huh. Are you married?
No.
The kind of a pilot I like to meet. He's got his feet on the ground. Irene, you're not married either?
No.
Just checking, you know. You think you could get interested in a fellow like me?
Well, I think you're rather premature, Groucho.
No, I was born on the regulation side. You mean there's no chance for me at all, Irene?
Oh, no.
Well, good night, Irene. Boyd is casting sheep's eyes at Irene. Who do you work for, Boyd?
Works for the Flying Tiger Line.
Well, make up your mind. Which is it, a lion or a tiger?
No, it's Flying Tiger Line, L-I-N-E.
Oh. That's what I like to see in a pilot. Good spelling. Now, what is it you do, Irene? You say you're a knight?
Well, the ship's not special.
What's the matter with the old chub? Is she seasick? What's the name of your patient?
SS President Cleveland.
Why do they always call a ship a she, don't they? Why is that?
Well,
why do they? Why are they, I mean?
Can I speak now?
Yeah, I'll shut up for a while.
Every skipper, every captain is a male, and whether a ship is called a he, a she, or a it, it has to take the place of a captain's affections.
Well, there's no point in getting angry about it. Either. I'm trying to be as benevolent as all get out here. Now, who owns the President Cleveland?
American President Line.
Where do you travel on your ship besides fore and aft and port and starboard?
Well,
pretty nautical stuff, eh? A vast air, mate. Does that do anything to you, Irene?
Terrific.
Does nothing to me, eh? Well, anyway, where do you travel?
Well, we make a complete tour of the Orient, Groucho. So we go to L.A. and then Hawaii.
What? Make a complete tour of the Orient, you go to L.A.? What?
Okay.
I play this town called many things.
San Francisco.
Oh, I see.
From San Francisco to Los Angeles every other trip.
Mm-hmm.
From there, I go to Hawaii and then Japan, China.
You go to where? What was the other place?
Hawaii.
I'm all right. How are you? I always say that if anybody says a lot. They never get to laugh either. But it's something to live with. Irene, you're not married, and neither is Hot Shot Charlie over here, right?
No.
Would you be interested in a flying tiger?
Well, it would be a change.
I won't ask you what it's a change from. We'll just let it go at that.
Thank you.
Well, maybe I can arrange it. Do you like to fly?
Well, frankly, Gratz, I've never been off the ground.
Irene, you old ship's nice. Your anchor's dragging.
What did you tell me?
How would you like to ride in Boyd's plane?
I think I'd like it.
Boyd, would you like to have a passenger like Irene on your next trip?
Couldn't take her.
Well, it's possible she couldn't take very much of you either, Boyd.
Well,
We're a very friendly trio, don't you think? Couldn't take her. That's what I like in a pilot, romance. I assume you mean you don't want her on your plane, and as a representative of American womanhood, I demand an explanation.
Groucho, it isn't that. It's that,
It isn't what?
Well, it isn't that we can't take her. I mean, we're not allowed by the CAA to fly.
What's the CAA?
That's the Civil Aeronautics Administration.
How would they know about it?
Well, we only fly freight, you see, domestic. I mean, we're not allowed.
Some pretty fast freight there, I'd say. Well, you two make a wonderful couple. And I hope you have many happy little seaplanes. All right, now let's see how you make out in the quiz. Mr. Fannin.
Yes.
I used to call him George, but we got so many complaints. It says, we got letters saying, why do you call this guy Fannin for? Call him Mr. Fannin or George.
So that really accounts for the kind of dignity that we now have in the show.
Fannin, explain the rules.
All right. You bet as much as your $20.
Fannin doesn't laugh at me, he gets bounced.
You bet as much as your $20.
There's nothing a man won't do to retain a job.
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions. And the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $1,000 question at the end of the show.
All right, now let's see how high you can bet your $20. You selected, what's the number? How much are you going to bet of your
$20? Let's bet 15.
Okay. How many blind mice?
Three.
Three is right. Some rat out there started the applause.
You're on your way with $35.
Then you're going for $1,000 tonight. Now, how much of your $35 are you going to risk?
$34.50.
Yeah? Wow. You're betting, okay. How many leagues under the sea?
Seven.
12. 12. 12. 12. Let's
go. How many leagues in it? 12. 7. 14. I'm sorry, it's 20,000.
Oh,
no. Here's the third question. How much of the 50 cents are you going to bet? Now, don't go crazy now.
I'm sorry, no.
My friend says 49 cents.
You still your friend, Irene?
Indeed, yes.
Well, it shows your money isn't everything. Okay. How many men on a dead man's chest?
Say it out loud.
Seven.
No, I'm sorry. It's 15. You've got 1 cent left. All right. Now, here's your last chance to beat the other couple.
Talk it over.
I don't want you to ruin yourself here.
How much of
the 1 cent are you
going to
bet this?
We'll go completely all
out. You
want
the whole penny?
We'll go completely.
It's your last chance to beat the other couples now. You're betting a whole cent. How many horsemen of the apocalypse?
Three.
No, I'm sorry, four.
Say, Groucho, let's give him another question.
Huh? We can't let you go away flat broke like that. I'm going to give you one more question. If you get it right, you win $10. So think hard, and no help from the audience. Who is buried in Grand Tomb?
We invited.
I bet they make a fat living on quiz shows. Those. From quiz shows to quiz shows, cleaning up almost.
Groucho, we invited some studio location men to the show tonight. And just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mr. Jack Lawson. His partner is a housewife in the audience, Mrs. Elsa Hansen. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
How do you do?
Welcome, welcome, kid. Welcome to your betcha life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. You're a housewife, Elsa?
Yeah, I'm housewife. I run in the Jack Borden house.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't think so. I thought you were a toe dancer. where are you from, Elsa, old girl?
I'm from Richmond, Minnesota. That's part of top northwest Minnesota. No more road and no more railroad.
No more road and no more railroad?
Yes,
that's the name of the town you come from?
Linton.
Oh, Vincent, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, how is it in the summer?
Summer is wonderful. Good fishing.
Good fishing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Jack London, huh?
Lawson.
Lawson, yeah. You're the location man?
Yes, sir.
What is a location man?
Well, a location man is a sort of an explorer for a motion picture company.
I see. Well, I've done a little exploring around the studios myself. Never had much luck, though. Where are you from, Jack?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia?
Yes. Yeah.
How long have you been out here, Jack?
Well, I came out here originally in 1915.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out at Universal practically ever since.
That's a fine joint out there, isn't it? That Universal joint out there. I try anything. A joke may jump up from any place. Now, Jack, as a location man, just what do you do?
Well, usually find locations for the company's shoot, different parts of the valley out here and around the surrounding country.
Well, pretend I'm a big producer and I'm spending millions on a picture about Africa. Now, where should I shoot it?
Ooh, Africa.
They pay him $1,000 a week to answer questions like this. Of course, I don't want to go to Africa. Now, find me a good location around here. What do you suggest?
Oh, the San Fernando Valley.
San Fernando Valley is the equivalent of Africa?
Well, you can find most anything out there.
Now, let's get located again.
Yeah.
Tell me, what are some of the odd places you've had to find in California?
Well,
besides Hollywood on a foggy night.
Well, we found the French Riviera up around Santa Barbara. We found the White Cliffs of Dover at Portuguese Bend. And we found Italy right back in the Chatsworth Mountains there.
Well, how closely do these places actually resemble the original?
Why, the Chatsworth there looks more like Italy than Italy itself.
I see. Have you ever been to Italy?
No.
Then how do you know what it looks like?
Well, I've seen lots of pictures of Italy.
Which ones, for example?
Well, a Bell for a Donno and several other pictures.
Where'd they make them?
Chatsworth.
Well, I'm sorry I insulted you. For a moment, I thought you were a four-flusher. What sort of work does your husband do, Mrs. Hanson?
I don't have no husband. I've been widowed 19 years.
Oh, that's why you were eyeing me up before.
That's what I did.
Now, did anything unusual ever happen in your boarding house that you could tell us about, Mrs. Hanson?
Yeah, so I remember I went 3 years ago to California.
Oh, you've been here?
No, not California, I mean Florida.
Oh.
So then I say,
it's not much different.
Well, I'm joking.
Except that it's much warmer here than it is in Florida.
I know. I like it better here.
Oh, you better. You want to win any money here tonight, huh?
I was the only one left, then he didn't took his stuff and went to the other morning house. I said, Joe, you better hurry up now. I go in by the morning. He says, now, Mrs. Hanson, when you go away, he says, I'm going to die. I say, oh, Joe, I can't see. He has to take care of you. I say, you're not going to die anymore now, and I'm away, and you can go to the other morning house. And you know, he dies. And I said,
trick to play on the boarding house. Now you're going to play your bet to life. You beat our other two couples, you'll get a chance at the $1,000 question. I can't tell you how much the first couple won, but I'll give you a hint. They didn't win all the money. But Mr. Fetterman, sometimes known as George, is going to remind our listeners.
The pilot and the ship's nurse lost all their money. So these people have a clear field.
Here we go. Now, let's see how high I can bid you $20. How much of the $20 are you going to bet?
$15.
You selected name the state. Here's the first question. You're going to bet $15. As late as 1947, we were acquiring national parks. The last being the Everglades. In what state is this national park?
Florida.
Florida is right.
Well, of course, you have $35.
I have a hunch that you're going to beat the first couple. Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $35 are you going to bet?
$25.
In Hannibal, overlooking the Mississippi, there is a statue of Mark Twain. In what state is this statue?
Missouri.
Missouri is right. $60. You're sharp as a tack, and here's your third question. How much did you bet?
We bet 50.
You're going to bet 50. On July 8th, 1833, the Liberty Bell tolled for the last time. In what state did the bell last ring? Talk it over, then. In what state? Pennsylvania.
They now have $10.
$10. That's a shame.
Yeah.
All right, here's your last chance to beat the other couple. How much is the penny you going to bet?
We'll bet it all.
Bet it all. The Creoles are the descendants of original French and Spanish settlers. In what state are they located?
Louisiana.
Louisiana is right.
$20. Just before we went on the air, Groucho, we found a member of a garden club and a married man in our audience. And here they are, Mrs. Maria Wilkes and Mr. Ian Batchelor. Meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, welcome. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. A married man and a garden club member. Is that right? Mr. Ian, is that the way you pronounce
it? That's right.
Mr. Ian Batchelor.
Yes.
I thought you were a married man.
I am a married man.
Well, how can you be a bachelor if you're married?
That's my name.
What's your name?
Bachelor.
Well, we can get sued by Abbott and Costello for this. Who's on first? Let's see, you're a member of a garden club?
I am.
No, you.
No, I'm a bartender.
You don't belong to a garden club?
No, I don't.
Well, you sure that's a prize-winning crop of spinach you've got on your lip there. What kind of a mustache do you call that, Ian?
Oh, I call it an old-fashioned mustache.
Well, cut it off and put a sherry on it. I like old-fashioned. What is your name?
Maria Wilkes.
Oh, Maria Wilkes, that's right. Where are you from?
I'm from Italy and South Africa.
You were born in Italy?
Born in Italy, went to South Africa, and then came here.
How old were you when you were in South Africa?
Well, that would be telling too much.
Why do you object to telling too much?
Women don't like to tell their age.
I didn't ask you your age. I just asked you how old you were when you were in Italy.
You were in Italy. I was a child.
You were sure. You're still a child.
Thank you.
It's nothing really. Ian, where are you from? Are you a bottle baby from County Cork?
No, I'm from San Francisco.
San Francisco, huh?
Yes.
I can't keep calling you Ian. Well, what do your customers call you?
Well, they call me Big Mac.
Well, I don't understand why, Mac. You look as big as a full-grown bull. Just how big are you?
I'm 6'1" in height and I weigh 300 pounds.
Well, that saved you a lot of bull. You know, if you hadn't told me you were a bartender, I'd have sworn you were a jockey. Me on the horse, I bet, on last Saturday. What size shirt do you wear, Matt?
This shirt I've on is a sports shirt, and it's size extra, extra, extra large.
Sending a lot of extras. You sound like the five-star final. You probably equipped with a radio, heater, and white sidewall tire. How large are your suits, Matt?
It's size 54.
Oh, wow. Well, it's just the size I buy. Now, where do you do your bartending, Matt?
At the Coach and Horses.
Are you one of the horses or the coach? Yeah? Mac, how about food? Are you a big eater?
Yes, I'm a heavy eater. For breakfast, I often have 2 ham steaks, a side of hash brown potatoes, a quart of milk, and a dozen eggs.
Doesn't anybody ever send you a care package? Mrs. Wilkes, what did you have for breakfast?
A lemon water and herb tea.
Pretty daring, isn't it? Lemon water and herb tea. I used to know a fellow named Herb Tea. I wonder if he's going to write. Mrs. Wilkes, which garden club do you belong to?
The Los Angeles Garden Club, the Begonia Society, the Fuchsia Society, the Bulb Society, the Anthroposophical Society.
What was that last one?
Anthroposophical.
What does that mean?
That means the study of the higher culture of plants and all the things that go with the higher culture of plants.
Could I join one of your garden clubs?
We'd be delighted to have you.
Well, let's not overdo it. Are there many garden clubs around here, Mrs. Wilkes?
I'll say about 100.
100, huh? Why are there so many?
Oh, don't you know that gardening is one of the most important and popular pastimes in Southern California?
You're thinking, I presume, of outdoor pastimes. After all, Mrs. Wilkes, don't you know there's television? Well, you've been an unusual couple, and any time I want to get a pot of geranium, I'll visit Max alone. All right, let's see how you two are going to make out in the battle for the $1,000. You're only $20, and more than our other couples. I can't say how much they won, but Mr. Fenneman is going to remind our listeners.
The movie location man and the housewife are leading now with $20.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can bid you $20. You selected animals and birds and songs. How much are you going to bet? Talk it over, your partner.
I think about $15.
I think 15.
What flies over the White Cliffs of Dover? This isn't a song, though.
Do you know what it's going to be?
Be thinking of Audubon. Be thinking of songs.
I don't know the song.
Well, it's Bluebird.
The Bluebird, I'm sorry.
All right, $5 now, Groucho.
All right, you have $5. How much you going to bet?
Three.
What kind of an animal ain't what she used to be?
The old gray man.
The old gray man, right. You're fighting
now. You have $8.
You got $8. Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $8 are you going to bet?
Six.
$6. What sings in Berkeley Square? From a song. It's a nightingale.
Nightingale, I'm sorry.
A nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Yeah, but then we get a chance to sing on
it. They have $2
now. So beautifully.
They have $2 now.
Oh, they have $2. All right. Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the $2 are you going to bet?
The
$2. What came over the mountain to see what he could see?
The bear.
The bear is right. Here's one more chance to win some money. Get this one right and I'll give you $10. No help in the audience, please. What kind of birds do you find on the Canary Islands?
Canary
Islands. Well, you people wound up with $4. And that means our second couple, the location man and the housewife, with $20, get the chance at the $1,000 question.
$1,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you, so think carefully and please no help in the audience. Here it is. Three famous men are often referred to as the tongue, the sword, and the pen of the American Revolution. Patrick Henry was the tongue, Washington was the sword, but for $1,000, who is the pen? What is the answer you two have decided upon?
Franklin.
No. I'm sorry. It's Thomas Jefferson. Well, that means the big question next week will be worth $1,500. Well, you lost the big money, but you cleaned up, didn't you? How much did they win in the quiz, George?
$20
in the quiz. Congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Starring Groucho Marx, has come to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.